Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code UNFILTERED for 15% off.
I want with a platform for us to be known as people who wanted to build a community and bring women together.
Drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Yeah, well, I'm doing a podcast, and Mark is in the room with us listening. Oh, there you go, clink, clink.
You know, he deserves to get himself a bottle of wine if we're going to make a shit show of his house and his evening.
I don't think it's a shit show. I think it's a beautiful show.
I think that's only fair.
Oh, there he is.
There he goes.
Okay. Do you mind turning the air conditioning off for us, too, please?
Cutie.
What else? Lovely.
Nothing, babe. That's
just
it.
Just a little clitoris rub later.
And show us your dick. Thank you. Love you, babe.
Panoramic. He's always thinking fast, isn't he?
He is a slippery little slucker. Slucker.
You married a slippery little sucker.
Slucker. I thought you were going to wear high heels today. Can you bring them?
I was going to, but I was in such a rush.
She is wearing Hawaiian floral flip-flop theme, large banded, no pet. Yeah, just you. You know what's funny is we flipped the switch.
No, no, no. I'm going to be hot and sexy. I just didn't have time.
Okay, fair. I mean, I'm not going to judge you for that. What? You didn't have time all day? What were you doing? I didn't have time.
I have a couple things to tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
Number one, the cemetery is opened. Mm. So now we can go on cemetery and bike walks.
Okay.
Number two.
Because I was really waiting for that to open.
It's, for our neighborhood, it is
huge.
It is like we just celebrated the reopening of the city.
Got it. Okay. Your street cemetery is open.
Open. And oh my gosh. What are you thinking about?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. Go ahead. Why don't you tell me?
I just felt like I was going to say something. And then I was like, literally, like when I tried to search my brain, it was blank.
Okay, what were you thinking about?
My shoes.
What about your shoes?
Just that there they are.
Oh, you were about to tell me.
I was going to bring my high heels, though. I would.
You were going to.
Somebody was making me homemade pizza, and then all of a sudden, it's like.
Somebody. I like that. Mm-hmm. Her neighbor was making homemade pizza.
And then, you know, and then I just, you know, one thing led to another, and then I was in my bathroom trying to do my makeup, and there was no air, and I was literally sweating, and my neck rashes on fleek. And I have bruises on my face from the injections of my filler, but I do think I look beautiful.
Oh, good. So you feel okay? So we're ramping up our self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Are we gonna tell them the good news about?
Well, yeah, it's been an absolutely insanity week. Not only personally, professionally, but the world has basically taken a stand, which is amazing, against racism. I believe we touched upon it on Tuesday. I can't even remember what day is what day and when is when. But I just think that watching. What feels like happens in 2020 right now, that you get so uncomfortable in a situation, and then it's like you have to move through it and find a peace within it very quickly. Like there's no like you can't ignore it because there's no time. The time has stood still, so it's not like you can go do something. Mm-mm. It's like you are basically in these feelings and you have to work through them and then understand. And then you're like, okay, like, I don't know how to, like, I felt a sadness for the world.
I know. And you know, one other thing that's big is celebrities and influencers have a platform and people want these people with a platform to speak up and
influence,
right? Which is absolutely correct. When you have people watching, you guide them because they're looking to you. They trust you for guidance.
Yeah.
But a lot of these people, I was watching the show, and they were saying that a lot of the people who are white who don't really get it, we can't possibly get it the way a black person would get it. Like, we'll never be able to know. We can try and put ourselves in their shoes, but we'll never know exactly what it feels like, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, we get to forget about it.
Yeah, we get to
and
forget about it.
And they don't have to forget. Like, they don't, they have to navigate and calculate their life based on it. We get to step in and step out when we think about it. Mm-hmm. And that's really the big difference.
But the
huge difference.
This black person was speaking and saying, you know, there's so not that any of those white people that are speaking up are victims in any way, but if you're speaking up at all and you get the words a little wrong, they shouldn't be shunned for not saying it exactly the way that you want to hear it.
Right.
If they're bringing it up at all in a way that is supporting the idea of Black Lives Matter.
Right, right.
Don't attack them because they didn't say it the way you would have said it, because they'd never be able to say it the way you said it, because they'll never be you.
Super insightful. And
because that's what people are afraid. Like Meghan Markle said, I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to get it wrong. Like, I didn't want to say it wrong because I know the backlash that would come to me if I didn't say it the way I want, to be heard. And I think even if you say it the perfect way, there's going to be some people who aren't going to like it.
Oh my God.
Like, just because we speak of Black Lives Matter and bringing attention and education to not only the audience, but our children and us, some people seem to think that that means that we think that police officers are terrible.
I know.
But that's not, of course not.
I know. It's very, you know, it's a very confusing.
And by the way, there's lots of black police officers as well.
Who are terrible and then some who are amazing. Mm-hmm. Like it is.
That is a profession.
Yes, yes, and there's a lot of races in that profession, and there's a lot of good ones. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of helpers and a lot of people who want to be there to help and do the right thing. But really, if you're not learning, I mean, I guess here's the big picture. Number one, it's not politics; it's humanity.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a Canadian, I can't get involved in your fucking government. I just can't. No. But what I can do is I can talk to humanity and I can get involved in my government and I can vote here to make change. But unfortunately, my policies and what I want to happen in America will never happen. Although I'm American, but I don't live there. So I've never lived there. So I can't, you know, semantics. But bottom line is you have to be the most okay with yourself once again, because you have to, you are going to get hit every which way based on your feelings and your thoughts, which are only your feelings and your thoughts. And they will resonate with some, they will piss off a lot. Mm-hmm. But I think we said this on Facebook Live today, at the end of the day, I want with a platform for us to be known as people who wanted to build a community and bring women together. Mm-hmm. If you are on the side of that person's not important because of the color of the skin, or they don't
belong,
deserve, they, you know, if you're fighting about the reasons that they're killed, that's fucked. Because if you ever are on that side of the law and you need someone, I'm scared for you. You know what I mean? Like, if the tables were flipped, just for 1 second, flip the tables and imagine you had to sit down with your six-year-old and say, if you ever are out with friends and this happens, and train them, if this happens, this is what you do constantly. Mm-hmm. Just imagine that.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I just, we're, you know, if you don't know what side we're on, we don't, racism can fucking suck it. I really did get someone who sent a comment today, and she was a black woman, and she said to us, you know, because the racist comments that are coming in about the posts that we're posting, mm-hmm. I'm trying to meet them. Like, you know, one's really passive-aggressive, and she just wants to attack us.
I saw.
She's a white woman. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? She's got that, like, everywhere, yeah, okay? Yeah. She just wants
And everyone's, like, passive-aggressive much.
Yeah, and I'm just like, girl, you know what? I don't know if you're here to help us or to hurt us or, like, really, I'm not sure what your intentions are or what you're doing. And then I just tried to meet them with, like, just if you can take one moment and read something, just...
You started by saying a black woman. Because
she wants us to keep those people still here. She's like, please don't yell at them. Please don't get mad at them. You never know when that seed is going to plant. And I was like, you know, that is...
That's
super admirable.
That is super admirable, because... of course we can change adults, but in my house, I just want to make sure that we educate the children. And I was with my son. I was overhearing a conversation he was having with a boy his age, a conversation they would otherwise have never had before.
Oh.
You know, about race, about black people, about what's going on. And I was, and by the way, everything that they said was completely, like, I was on board with, and I was like, if this hadn't have happened, if these protests hadn't happened, they wouldn't have even thought about it. And to be honest, like, they would either not realize, or it would take them a long time to understand that racism is real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they grew up in families of, like, inclusivity and, like, not being racist, that they're like, how people actually treat people differently.
And because they don't get treated that way.
Yeah. Right?
The, like, underscore hashtag, they don't get treated that way. So they would never have to think about it.
Yeah.
And you only have to think about it if it happens to you, unless you raise conscious children to be, like, empathetic and think of other people. And
to be able to stand up when a black person around them is being treated differently, and to be able to stand up for something that is not right.
Yeah. Wow.
To get some cocktails.
I know.
Tonight's Late Night Live, guys. The theme is a bachelor at party. And Kat is the bride. I am the maid of honor.
Oh, if you guys... Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. If you guys we have posted videos. We have posted resources. We are posting accounts. Highlighting them in our Instagram reels. So it's under education.
And it won't be there just now. It's going to be there forever.
Forever. So we will keep adding resources. We will keep adding things that you can learn from. So go over there if you're like, what are you showing your kids? What are you teaching your kids? What are you talking about? It's all linked there. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But yes, it is Late Night Live. And we're having a hard time. I feel like we really didn't promote it this week or talk about it just because of the climate of how people are feeling, and we didn't think it was a time to promote us, but I'm fucking excited.
And you know what, at a time like this, it is very hard, but we always will believe that there is space for at least a little bit of fun, and we are the party starters, mm-hmm. And tonight is the bachelor the party. We have secured a Thunder Down Under, which, again, from our marketing perspective for our late night lives are great. But we don't want them to always be this, like, that. We don't want them to be the same, and we want to get better and better every time. And the idea that we could have a Vegas show live streaming in to our Toronto basement, I don't even think we can quite grasp that.
I know.
Because any other person or mom or woman, I mean, they'd buy tickets to their live shows, but they are unpaid guests.
I know. Can you imagine how much has happened in COVID? Can you imagine? Like, but when this is over,
yeah,
what has happened? Like, well, just... Oh, like, we have totally changed the business model.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we have started a totally different arm of a new business model of webinars and masterminds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Tuesday, I don't even really remember because it was kind of like the... It was very hard to talk. We did, and everyone's like, I was taking notes like crazy, but it was hard to be present in my head to remember what we were talking about. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
For the mastermind?
Yeah.
So I'm excited for this Tuesday because I feel like we'll have another clear head,
mm-hmm.
and be able to attack helping people and entrepreneurs take it to the next level.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, the first month, so many success stories, and then the second month as well, and now it's just like we're really, we know... Because we got to know these people for 4 weeks, so that's 8 weeks plus 9 weeks of talking to these entrepreneurs. I feel like we're really getting to what they're looking for, what they want. And you're right, a lot of it is about inspiring them. A lot about is not necessarily like the webinars are definitely like technical classes that can teach you the Coles notes of how to do specific things that you can use in your business. But the mastermind is an overall kick in the ass. Like, here's how you do it.
Hacks. Mm-hmm. Like mini hacks of, mm-hmm. of tricks that no one teaches you that you can't Google.
You mean
Google.
The webinars?
No. I mean, in like when yeah. when we
and,
tell them, do this,
and
do
also
this.
Also personal stories where they can see, because like if you take it from a class like this from a professor, and you're like, well, you never really started your own. And let's say they didn't start their own, but they were a teacher, which is great, but they didn't really take it from nothing. It's like, we're so trustworthy because we're sitting here as living proof that if you do it somewhat like this, it will work, but consistency is
and no one gave us a hands up, like a hand up. You know what I mean? Like no one gave us a handout. We just fucking put our face down, and you know, I feel like a lot of the literally on our phones, a lot of the people I feel like are shocked by the amount of work that has to go into it. And that's interesting. That is super, that is eye-opening, like mind-blown. They're like, and a lot of the mastermind questions often are, what if you don't feel like it? You don't have a fucking choice. There is no mental health day as an entrepreneur. I hate to say it, and I mean, and we might change our mind on that process, but so far we have not changed that.
No, and if you don't feel like it, then make sure that you're making enough money to hire someone to be paid to feel like it.
Yeah.
But that takes a while.
I don't even recommend that because I think you have to be so...
You have to be so hands-on into it. But yeah.
You have to live it, breathe it, feel it in order to know what people to hire to take over from it.
And you can't take your eyes off it. You know, I worked at a restaurant once and the manager was always fucking there and he had a young family at home. And I was like, why doesn't this dickbag just go home?
Oh, wow.
But every time he would leave the restaurant,
yeah,
the whole staff would behave at a different level.
I know.
100%.
I know.
So, and then when he would pop in without anyone knowing, everyone would be, there'd always be something going wrong, like wrong, and that he would have to come and clean up. So how could he, but that's human nature when the boss isn't around. I mean, not our team, because our team are fucking mature women who understand how to work for themselves. But the majority of people, you know, when the boss isn't around, what do they say?
When the cat's away, the mice will play.
And they will. And so, we did.
I know.
At the restaurant, we so did.
I know.
I was banging guys in the bathroom when he was joking.
No, you're not.
No, I am. That's kind of gross. No, yeah. Actually, no, it's not gross. No, I've definitely done it in the bathroom.
While you were working?
No. But I'm sure people do that.
And then go back and serve food with your cum hands?
Oh my gosh, I was watching about a woman in jail who was like fucking the guards. And apparently, like, this is the thing that happens.
And the guard was not hot. It was really gross.
I mean, I could get into that on all kinds of levels of fucked upness.
Oh, like, sorry. I thought you were saying I could get into that in all kinds of levels. No, I was like, well, do tell.
No, that's all kind of fucked upness because he's in power. Mm. He could, like, who knows
she
if she...
seduced him.
Okay. Okay.
Because she then wanted to tell on him so she could get
exactly
moved to a jail closer to her mom. And all then kind, he got fired.
And that's terrible that she had to fuck him in order to get moved. You know what I mean?
She's a terrible person, just so you know.
Okay, God. That sounds... What are you listening to?
Dr. Oz.
Oh, dear.
On Thursdays, he does crime. You know what? Dr. Oz tells me a whole lot of bullshit about things I'm not that interested in. And sometimes, like, I don't really care about, like, fat and diet and all that stuff.
Right.
But when he does Thursday crimes, ooh, I'm in.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
What do you think the biggest success of WW has been for you?
The biggest success of WW, just I guess the accountability of understanding how much some things are that I had no idea were a lot of points.
I know. Okay, fair.
Like avocado, I would have thought was kind of free.
Right.
You know, and it is a good fat, so it's okay, but it's still points.
Right.
Finding out that like a bottle of wine is like 26 or 28 points.
Okay.
Not a good idea.
Got it. Okay.
And...
It's funny because now that you, I'm only saying this because I love you, but now that COVID is kind of, it feels like it is, our city is opening up and there was a huge party at this park in Toronto recently and it wasn't a protest. I'm not talking about the protest. I'm talking about the party of like 1,000 people or more and there was no surge. And they, I think that a lot of us were like, huh, Right? Like,
I know, but
no
masks. Someone sent us a message that, well, it's going to be huge in the next 2 weeks from the UK, where people are thousands and thousands, LA, New York, everywhere, all these protests.
Maybe.
Okay, right.
But maybe.
Apparently a school in Quebec opened up and 44 kids got it.
But in the percentage of people that went back, mm-hmm. it's not that much. Okay. And
So the girl was saying she's terrified for sending her kids back to school because she's afraid they're going to get it. I mean, I don't know what her kids' like
and
health is like, but...
They didn't say what the level of it was. Like, it was just...
No, were they sick or were they just testing positive?
Asymptomatic.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they'll get to the bottom of that. But yeah, no, I mean, right now, it's such a fucked up... So my mom calls me today.
I'm not saying COVID's not real. I love the doctors and the nurses. I'm just saying...
But my mom calls me today and she goes, I thought I was in trouble, of course. Because sometimes she puts on her bad voice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Question for you, Natalie.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. What have I done? She's like, how is this right? How is this possible? I'm like, oh, God, what? She said, in, I think, Burlington?
Yeah.
Or they are having a huge protest with thousands of people or 500 people or somewhere together.
Okay.
She's like, how come I can't come see you?
Because, okay, I mean, what's the protest about?
Well, I assumed it was... I don't, because she just called me. I don't know, but I assumed it's because of this.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
You know,
she's like, this just doesn't make sense, Natalie.
Because I think the government, you can't, because it's such a deep rooted systemic issue. The government, all they can do is do what they can do as far as they can do. And then the people who need to have those conversations and protests need to go do that because they can't choose when the trigger happened, you know?
I get it, but I mean, when I sent you that story that said, like, okay, so is COVID just on hold right now?
Yes.
I mean, it's just so weird because my mom, my 63-year-old mom, is calling me and saying, I don't understand.
I think that the racism is bigger
Trumping.
Than... is
Ooh, bad word.
Yeah, is bigger than COVID, and that's the whole point. And so when we say... I just read this. When COVID is COVID, like on hold, we are basically saying that because everyone did listen to the rules, especially in New York. Like that city shut the fuck down for a long time. I think it's a super sensitive topic right now around the COVID, and also because because it disproportionately affects people who are in housing that is too cramped, and disproportionately it is represented in areas where you are packed in and you can't afford housing on your own, and it's in shelters and it's in homeless people, and you know, so it is
so tired of COVID, and I know it's a real thing, but I just want it to be over. I just want that fucking thing. I want a gust of wind to take it away. You know, like one big windstorm. And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, it's gone.
I feel...
Didn't your psychic say the end of May will just vanish? Uh-oh.
Well, it's actually... It is going in...
Yeah, but not... They said out of nowhere, and no one will be able to explain it. Well, we know why. Oh, but like if people aren't catching it from the protest, then that will be I don't know why.
Yeah. There's a lot of places where it's kind of like, you know, okay, I have to say two things. One, everyone's doing the best they can in the government. I truly believe that. I don't know how, like, I think they're running off the seat of their pants. Like, they're flying off, whatever. They're trying to figure it out as they go. And I believe our government put we're in a state of emergency for another month. However, they just keep opening shit up. But we're in a state of emergency. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
See, that's
amazing. You're like, go on vacations. Like, yeah, go. You can do short-term rentals. You could do this. You can do this. You can do this. But we're in a state. It's very confusing. So I think that everyone's just like, what the hell is happening? Okay. Everyone's trying to figure it out. Not sure. No one knows. That's why we need a world leader of a woman.
Woman. A UN of women.
Yeah.
United Nations of Women. I love it. Is this an ingrown hair? What the fuck is this?
Wow. I mean, if you guys have any insight into that, please let us know, because I actually saw a post right before I came live with you, and it was regarding COVID and how a lot of people are like, the protests and COVID, and I'm like, I think they're two separate issues, and I think
it's just really ironic they both happen at the same time, too.
Not ironic, fucking, I'm swearing a lot tonight.
No, you're not.
It is the manifestation of oppression. Like, think about it. People who have lost their jobs and disproportionately probably people of color. right? Disproportionately. And then people who are at home all day in houses that, and Medicare, like medical care in America is way different than here. Like, think of the access we have.
But just the way it got ignited.
Yes.
From Floyd. You know, like, it's just so, and this world is so crazy right now.
Did we talk about the fact that we found a place to go live?
No, we're going to start with coming off the rails. We're moving in together. Are you guys freaking out? We're moving in together.
I'm so excited.
I feel like I'm Oprah. We are moving in together. We are moving in 1 week tomorrow. We have got a place that we are living in. By the way, my mom wanted to know, because she saw your stories, are you thinking of being there for August?
I don't think I can be.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I can be.
Do you think that you'll be... you'll do mom's.
I mean, realistically, that is a one-bedroom apartment with a dog and five people.
Do you think...
With nowhere to go. I have tried to...
But now that there's short-term rentals, you could do like an Airbnb. Ugh, it's terrible.
Yeah. I have a dog. I don't know what I'm going to do. Honestly, I'll figure that out. And it looks like, I don't know what I'll do, but at least this is a step. And maybe if I love it, I'll be like, listen, I'm going to go back. But it's a 2-hour drive from the city.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark would have to commute. What, Mark's going to commute back and forth every day? You know what? Day by day, Nat's doing something this summer that has pooched her summer. Literally.
Like, if the borders were to open, I can't go to Cape Cod.
Nope.
No.
No, you can't.
I wish I could tell you what the thing is that I have is that I'm getting a tummy tuck. That is not it. That's not the thing. It's not the thing.
And why can't... Oh, right.
I kind of wish that was the thing. That why? I couldn't leave the city. Because then I'd have a tummy tuck.
Yeah, she can't leave the city. Is that outrageous, you guys?
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
I was hoping that I would have done it a little bit earlier, but now I realize there wasn't anything a little bit earlier. Probably in our world, was there?
We can't talk about this if they don't know.
It's you can.
It's very...
Is it rude? Is it rude?
Well, it's like, what are they talking
about? Well, that's really exciting.
It is.
Stay tuned. I'm not telling them.
I'm not telling them. I'm just saying, you just said, is it, I should have done it earlier. I wish there wasn't
Did you also see that I'm not even... It's going to go right there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, you can't do this. You can't. We can't talk code in front of people.
Okay, fair.
You know, they're like, what? Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow. So yeah. Our day. So when will your life change? Let's just do that. What day will your life permanently change?
4 weeks after June 15th.
Okay. Well, we got an extra week in there, toots.
Yeah. Like you and I could like, what are we going to do for all of July? Let's get another place.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Things are, well, I'll have to pack. But then we could do August, the first 2 weeks of August. We could do the first 2 weeks of August.
Amazing.
Okay. Let's move back in together. Okay. So we have the first 2 weeks of August.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're coming home in July to pack.
Coming home in July. And then you have something you have to do every few days. every, right, 4 or 5 days, you'll have a garden to take care of.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
Yeah, so, water, I have to water the plants.
So every 4 or 5 days, you'll have to come home.
That's true.
You'll have to be home every 4 or 5 days.
Yes.
Right?
I think it's once a week.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? Weekends, yeah. 5 days, yeah, 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 and yeah, a thing. Yeah. And then,
sorry, guys. This is rude. But you know what? You'll be so excited when you find out.
And why? Just because you don't? Because nobody knows. It's a secret.
Yeah, because the thing is that I... Listen, if you tell me... If you tell me a secret...
Yeah.
If you tell me a secret, I will tell
nobody. But if someone else tells you a secret, you tell me.
Yes, but...
That's the where it goes.
Yes, and if people tell me a secret, like, your secret is... Not you. Other people. Your secret is safe with me, but I need to bounce... Often I have to bounce my feelings off of somebody else about what I know.
Got it.
But it's safe there and won't go anywhere. You can trust me on that.
Wait, so you tell people my secrets?
No, not you. I'm not talking about you.
Oh, got it.
No, you. No, I would never.
No, because, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, if someone tells me a secret, I need to bounce it off some people that are very close. Mm. The problem is this is a huge secret for me.
Right.
And it's something that I wish that I could just say. And so if I say it to one...
You'll say it to all. So she's...
Yeah. So, you know what? I cannot... Like, no. Nobody can know.
Okay. They're going to be like, that wasn't that big of a secret.
I understand it isn't for them.
For them.
I understand.
I'll tell you on late night. I'll tell you when I get drunk. Don't worry.
Don't you dare.
It's coming up. Don't worry. Just buy a ticket at catnat.ca. I'll tell you everything.
For my son's friend.
Yeah.
His mom was like, how can I watch the show tonight?
Oh, and you're like, you can't. I'm sorry.
I go, I could get you the link. I'll see if I can get you the link. I'll just... And then I'm like, I don't think you want to see me like this.
Actually.
That's what I said to her. I don't think you want to see me like this.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, no, I'm good. I'm good. And I was like, I feel like we'd never look at each other the same.
Yeah, because you don't have that relationship. You either can't know us or you have to be our best friend.
Yeah.
You can't be somewhere like, you can't give me your kid for the weekend and then be like, here's her.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, she may be like, I'm not fucking sending my kid to that lady's house.
I totally understand that feeling.
Yeah.
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 I do understand.
So anyways, I'm just going to forget to send the link.
Oh, and then she's going to ask for next week. We're going to be in a new location in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Do we? Oh, okay.
What?
I was just thinking of our guests, and I know we have some hotties lined up.
Well, the great thing is we can be anywhere, but I am going to have to pack up our set.
Oh, that's fun.
And we'll have not the chairs or anything, but I am going to have to pack up the camera, the computer.
That. And that makes me feel important. We have a set.
And then we'll have to go live in the... Is your husband coming?
So I was just going to say, he's like, well, I can work from home, so I can just come up and work there. And he's like, can Mark please get, take a bit of holiday during that time.
Just go home for a bit so we can breathe.
I really need a minute.
No, I think we all do.
No, I need a minute.
No, I know we do.
No, I just, he's always there.
I know.
And then when I see him, I look at him, I go, I have nothing to say to you.
And if, I mean, like, you know, I don't care if he's there at all.
I know.
But I know that when you have a different level of... As I do, a different level of pressure when there's not a man around.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with men or husbands or love. It's like you have not had a moment alone. And like, you'll go have a nap and I'll watch the kids and I won't give a fuck if you're in that. Like, you won't feel bad if I'm watching the... Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm lying outside, you won't give a fuck where... Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a different level of freedom.
Like, but literally, I look at him now and I think, like, I see you all the time. You know everything that's going on with me. Thank God we have this new thing to talk about. Which I've already said everything I have to say.
I walked outside to you guys and I'm like, so how's it going out here?
What would I have to talk to him about?
No, I know.
I'm not interested in his job. I mean, I'll ask how's work.
I know.
But when he starts talking, I'm like,
No, I know. I have to tell you, marriage is not built on 24/7, 7 days a week. Like in your business constantly.
I got to get the cookie tonight though.
Oh, good job. I have my period and it is not good.
Oh, I have a yeast infection. I cannot do that.
No, my period is like ultra.
Wow. You know what? My last one was pretty light,
ultra.
Which is weird because I've had some ultras lately.
Yeah, no, I am. You know, here's the thing. Yeah, you'll be sex free in a bed. You will be, when you're with me, you're sex free. That is a slogan. When you're with me, you're sex free.
I'll have multiple nights of not even have to think about it.
Yeah, they can come long weekends.
Okay.
Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hey, babe.
No, I see.
And then they leave Monday.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
You know?
I like that. Good luck getting rid of it.
What? You can blame me. You can be like, you know what? It is
not fair.
No, just be like, it is honestly, we have not had a moment to talk about work or do anything.
We should prepare and get and do vision boards with the kids, including ourselves.
No, I'm just saying, we used to sit and talk. Remember when we were in Florida by ourselves and we used to just sit and drink and talk? And
was that Katya and Atya?
That was even the last one. We would start drinking at like 4 o'clock and giggle and, you know what I mean? And then the husbands yell at the kids and you're like, shut up. And we're like, just stop micromanaging. And then like,
my kids are getting under my husband's nerves.
And then it's like, when they used to be clean, and then they clean. Like, just sit down.
They're always fucking cleaning.
Sit down. Oi. Just sit down.
Oi.
Okay, we got to go to Late Night Live. Okay. thank you for enjoying this crazy, insane, all
I
over the
put
place.
On my maid of honor bathing suit?
Yes, I'm going to go. Well, that's what you do in Vegas. You wear bathing suits everywhere. Okay. And if you want more resources, go to catnat.ca on Instagram. No, just catnat. And if we have gotten it right or wrong, let us know anything we can do better or more. And we appreciate you guys. And thanks for listening. And we will see you everywhere. And
it's me. Why are you looking at me?
That's because you're holding up your thing. Yes. Come over. She's just naked in front of me.
Don't look
like,
for a
no, what do you mean don't? I'm gonna, can I leave my underwear on? I'm gonna have white bathing suit. I didn't even shave my cucaracha.
What size did you get?
Large.
Good.
Okay, bye guys. Oh,